Now that it's June, that means it's the start of berry picking season in the state of Wisconsin. Many berry growers across the state are gearing up for what hopes to be a very busy season. Gracie's Berries is located in Cambridge, Wisconsin, and operated by Craig Carpenter and his family. I got the chance to talk with Craig about what the plants are looking like, what yield might look for this year, and he mentions that this year's season might be a little shorter due to the odd weather we've been having through the spring and beginning of summer.
Well, here again, you know, the biggest issue there is the frost. And like I said, we had frost 9 days ago. And another 2 weeks prior to that, we had a pretty major frost episode that happened. And we just don't have enough tools to, you know, correct that or prevent that from happening. Or, you know, even if it does happen, what can we do to keep it from affecting the plants? And when that happens, the problem is the first berries of the year are the bigger king berries. And there's still a few of those out there, but when the frost comes, it burns that center portion of the flower, and it will not form into a berry. And that will hurt our yields, too. It's hard to say how much until we get through the year. But we've been open for 2 days, and we had two very, very good days. Last year with the pandemic, it was kind of funny. It was a record year for a lot of berry growers, at least in southern Wisconsin. People were home. They wanted to get outside. They had saved up a lot of money. They wanted to do some things with the family. And almost every third day, we had to close the farm because we got picked out. It was just a record year.
With this dry weather and the heat, what is that? How is that affecting how the strawberries are producing? Do you think it might end up being kind of a shorter year?
Yeah, whenever you have a late start, we've always found that the season is shorter. It's funny, we've had years where you start in the end of May and we're picking berries July 4th, which, you know, that's 4.5, 5 weeks, which is, that's a long strawberry season, even in Wisconsin. But usually when it's a late start, like it's been the last 2 or 3 years, the season lasts 2.5, maybe 3 weeks. You get down towards the end of the season and some berries are still there, but they're really small and they're sweeter, because all that sugar is concentrated into a smaller product. But for us to pre-pick those berries, it's tough. And even people that want to come and do picking themselves, they got to pick a lot of berries to get to a pound. But going back to your question about weather, most strawberry farms have the ability to irrigate, as we do. And when you've got 90-degree sunny weather with a little bit of humidity and cool nights, and you can put water on those plants, they'll grow like a jungle.
In your first couple days here, what are things looking like? Are you going to be just as busy as last year? Is it going to be a little bit slower? Or is that demand still there?
I think the demand will probably still be there. And some of it is just traffic patterns. Last year, there were so many people looking to do something like this. They found us as maybe a first time they'd ever been here. And we've been open for 11 or 12 years. We're getting some of those people back this year. Whether it'll be the same amount of people as last year, I don't quite know yet. But the last 2 days have been pretty good.
How have you seen your business grow and change over time in order to really serve your customers effectively, I guess, and make a successful business out of it?
It's kind of funny. You know, before social media, you had to advertise in newspapers, magazines, you know, putting ads somewhere. And I'm going to say 90% of our customer base comes from social media. And I put my strawberry farm together for my two daughters, which are 29 and 21. The youngest one just graduated from Edgewood College. But the strawberry farm literally helped finance their college education at Edgewood College. But the thing that it really did was it gave them a work ethic. And they're still very much involved in promoting the Gracie's Berries through social media, Facebook, places I can't even understand all the different social media aspects that are out there. And as an association, of which I am the current Wisconsin Berry Growers president, we actually have classes at our winter conference that talks about various forms of social media that the farms can use to draw customers to their farm to either pick or purchase pre-picked berries. It's kind of cool. Yeah, I think the social media, people have everything at their touch on these smartphones, and it's pretty amazing.
Carpenter recommends that if you're interested in getting berries, either you pick or pre-pick to get out early to make sure you can get what you want. That again was Craig Carpenter, owner of Gracie's Berries in Cambridge, Wisconsin, also president of the Wisconsin Berry Growers Association. Make sure to check out their social media pages as well as pages from other berry growers in your area to stay updated on what's going on in the berry industry in Wisconsin. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Aaron Zimmerman.